Amen. Now, with that kind of singing, we just say the benediction and go home. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
It's good to be here, and it's good to be back home, away from home. We want to praise God and thank Him for His manservant He has put over this house, my friend and brother, Dr. Armstrong. Amen. Come on, you can see a better amen than that. Dr. Armstrong. Amen, amen, amen. It's good to be here on this special day on our 168th anniversary of Liberia's independence, where all Liberians in the house stand. Amen, amen. Hallelujah! Amen. With the rest of you Liberians, you didn't know it, will you stand also? Amen. Amen. With all of us, stand. Amen. All of you came from Africa. Some of you don't like to admit it, but that's where you come from. And that's why you call yourselves African Americans. Amen. Amen. Some of you are third, fourth, fifth generation, but you've come from the motherland. And it's good to be here today. It's good to see your faces. And I look around and I wonder, I thought I left you back at Providence. Some of you follow me. Right? You look just like the folk back home. So that's, you know, I just can't help it. It's good to be here. And those of you who've been to Liberia, been to Providence, your friends there say hello and they send you greetings. Is that Josephine over there? She worked for me before and she ran away. But it's good to see you, Josephine and Nieta and Cece and the rest whose name I can't call. God bless all of you. Amen. Amen. It's preaching time. Look in your seats. There are some seat belts. I want you to untie yourselves and let's have church.
Amen.
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 Listen, every now and then you will hear me ask the question, are you with me? And if you're not sleeping, just borrow me a few amens. Now, why is that important? It's important because if you help me preach the sermon this morning, we might be out of here early.
Amen.
But if I have to preach the sermon all by myself, we will be done when I'm finished. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To Minister Ross, representing Pastor Armstrong, God bless you and other church officials. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Stand with me real quickly in honor of the word of God and turn to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Mark chapter 5. Just in case, Mark is in the New Testament. Mark chapter 5, verse 21, verses 21 to 34. Mark chapter 5. If you're there already, say amen.
Amen.
If you're still looking, say, wait a minute, preacher. I'll wait a few seconds. Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Beginning at verse 21. I feel good this morning.
Amen.
I feel good this morning. I don't know about you, but I feel good because I know the presence of the Lord is in this place. Amen, amen. Mark chapter 5. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers named Jairus came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, "My little girl is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman, somebody say a woman.
A woman.
And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. And she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, somebody say, heard about Jesus.
Heard about
When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, somebody say immediately. Immediately her bleeding stopped. And she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see, the people crowd against you, his disciples answer, and yet you can ask who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, told him and the whole truth. And she said, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering. Let us pray. God of grace and God of glory, on this church, on this thy people, pour all your power. Lord, grant us wisdom and grant us courage for the facing of this hour. Lord, may I yield this sermon to your utterance. My sight to your faith and my spiritually reconstructed imagination to your divine inspiration. Speak for us, speak to us, speak through us. Help us to hear from heaven today. Let the words of my mouth, the collective meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Have you ever had one of those days when you felt like throwing in the towel? Have you ever felt, church, like you've given your all and yet it seems like your all wasn't enough? Have you ever felt like you've done your best and your best seem like it's less than good enough? Yes, sir. Have you ever felt like you've come to the end of your rope? Didn't know what to do with the rope, so you tie the rope into some knots and you held on to the knots, but it seemed as though that the knot was choking you. Have you ever been in life's situations where you spend your all, shown your all, helped all, did all, you said all, and you felt like nothing was left? Nowhere else to go. Nothing else to do. Didn't know what to do, where to turn, what to say. Listen, if you ever fell like one of these ways, then you're not a stranger in the house today. Then you can realize and feel and know what the character in today's text went through. You know how sometimes we want to talk to folk when they got their problem, but we got no idea what they've gone through, what they're going through, because we're just too pretty, prim, and proper. We're so spiritual. We just know God more than anybody else. So when folk go through their problem, we look at them. Sometimes we tend to pretend like we can empathize and sympathize, but we really don't know what they've gone through. Are you with me this morning? So listen briefly. Today on my way to glory, I just passing through from Liberia. I'm going to speak to us from the theme. Listen, when everything else fails. When everything else fails. Are you with me?
Yes.
Listen, church, just like the character in this text. Listen, this woman doesn't even have a name. See, sometimes a life situation happens to us that folk look at our situation, they forget who we are. They don't call us by our name. They don't say Pastor Reeves. They call us by the situation that they find us in. My. Listen, this certain woman, this certain sister, there are some of us in this place today, right here, who are in the same boat as she, who are on the same bench. Listen, wearing the same color shoes, color hat, feeling the same despair with the same sick situation. I know church folk like to pretend the Lord is the head of my life and all that good stuff we say at church, when behind somewhere we're going through hell and hot water. Hey, we don't stand up in the church and say, I'm going through some tough time. I don't know how to praise God today because the hell I'm going through. Listen, sometimes we just put on a facade. Listen. As if to add insult, I'm going to take my time. I talked to Pastor Armstrong. He came to see me in South Jersey yesterday. He said, you preach, you take your time. You feel like you at Providence, so I'm going to feel like home today. Listen, if you got somewhere to go, tell those folk to wait on you. Take your watch, put them in your pocket. Tell them I'm having church today. Amen. Listen, as if to say, to add insult to injury, this woman was not even given a title nor a national recognition, a name recognition. Nobody knows who she really is. She's only referred to Josephine as the sister, certain woman. Like this sister in the text, you've spent all you have to spend on that relationship and things are not getting any better. Listen. You've given everything to that man and things still got worse than they used to be. Listen, you invested everything in that relationship and instead of things getting better, things get worse. Listen, before she worked, things were bad. She went all over the place and things didn't get any better. This certain woman, the sister in today's text, had a desperate need. The text tells us, listen, sickness was destroying her life. Sickness, that great interrupter of a life, enters without knocking. It intrudes like a burglar in our homes, touching every part of life, changing our plans and diminishing our hopes for the future. Sickness pass her way. Are you with me? Listen, for this certain woman, it all happened on a city street. My goodness, watch out. God can do some things in some strange places. Are you with me? It all happened on the narrow, twisted street, packed with a crowd of excited people. Listen, it was not unlike the crowd doing Christmas shopping in the mall at Macy's and at the place that you shop for Christmas. Listen, on that day, the crowd was there not to purchase a gift for someone, but to catch a glimpse of the name called Jesus. On that day, the crowd was there not to buy presents, but to experience the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. On that day, the crowd was there not to buy something for someone who buys something back for them. That day, the crowd was there expecting a great healing from Jesus, because something was wrong. Because, listen, I can see through my eyes of faith in the crowd that the common people spoke of him with deep affection. Listen, the beggars on the streets whisper his name softly. Jesus is coming. Listen. The children around the crowd that day sang the song. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. He's a mighty healer. He cleansed the lepers. When the crippled saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good. Listen, the children sang about Jesus. He is known to the sick and the diseased, and his name has struck down to the homeless and the destitute all over the city. He is Jesus of Nazareth. That day the crowd gathered to expect the unexpected, because something was about to happen in the city that day. The crowd was there, and in the crowd were two strange people. Text tells us that Jesus showed up an important man called Jairus. At his request, the ruler of the synagogue, Jesus is now on his way to Jairus' house. My goodness. To complete and restore the health of Jairus' daughter. And the crowd followed him in order to see and him perform the miracle. Listen. At about this time, I know folk were in the crowd, but listen. At about this time, public opinion is divided. Some folk in the crowd choir are declaring, this man is nothing but a carpenter's son. He can't do anything. There are others who say, didn't you hear the children sing? Didn't you see what he did last week? I know that this man can do all things. When everything else fails, Jairus had been blessed, listen, with 12 years of joy with his daughter. And is now just might lose her. Listen, but this certain sister in the crowd that day also had experienced 12 years of misery because of her affliction, and she was hoping to get well. 12 years by Jairus, 12 years by this certain sister. When everything else fails. Listen, Jairus was no doubt a wealthy man. But his wealth couldn't save his dying daughter. I know you got some money. I know you got some fame. I know you got some good looks. I know you got some all that. But let me tell you, all that can change your situation. If that were the case, you wouldn't be in church this morning. Your money can't save you, because money got wings and they fly away. Your good looks can't save you, because God made you the way you are. Let me tell you, Jesus is the answer. This certain sister was beyond human help and outside of the medical hope. Are you with me? Listen, Jesus' walk is interrupted. Now the man is going with this important man to cleanse and heal this man's daughter. Then he gets interrupted. He's interrupted by this very sick certain sister. My goodness. She had lost her identity and her certainty was taken away. She was already physically weak, emotionally spent, and financially bankrupt. Listen, she had given the doctors all her money, and yet none of them could save her. Listen, she had gone from one medical center to another. She went to St. Francis. Nobody took care of her. Nothing happened there. She made her way to Capitol Health. Nothing happened. Nobody could heal her. She found her way down the street to Robert Wood Johnson. Somebody told her, we can't help you. In fact, listen, when she went to Capitol Health, somebody told her, you ain't got enough capital to take care of your problem. She had no medical insurance because somebody tried to deny her Obamacare. Somebody try not to make this into a law so that this sister will not get the required medical insurance to take care of her problem. But God made a way out of nowhere for you sisters. Listen, her body was out of control. Her face was marred with lines of agony. Her accounts were filled with empty promises. Her body was wrecked with pain, and her hope was left on a crowded street. Like this certain woman, you've given your all to her. In that relationship, and things have not changed. Like this certain woman, you totally submitted to him, and still he's abusing and misusing you. You accuse, abuse, misuse, and things have gone from worse, from bad to worse. Dreams have turned to nightmares. Blackouts have turned to black eyes. Limbs and things are worse than they used to be. Church, sister, certain woman knew that Jesus had healed others. She heard the news. She heard the song about the children. She wanted to be healed that day. She could have used many excuses, just like church folk. Oh, the crowd is too large. Nobody want me to see Pastor Armstrong. Nothing had worked for me for 12 years. Who tell me that it will work today? I'm not an important woman. Look. Don't you see Jesus? He's taking the important man to his house to heal his daughter. I'm a no name, no gender, no body, no call creature. Call a certain woman. She could have had excuses, just like church folk. I ain't going back to that church because Pastor Armstrong didn't call my name from the pulpit. I ain't working on that committee because they didn't say what I suggested to the committee. I ain't getting involved in that church because that church liked too much African folk. The fuck are they looking for important people? The crowd is too large. I can't make it to Jesus. Listen, she was destitute. She was discouraged, and she was desperate. But she allowed nothing to stand in her way. She was fed up with her situation, and she was determined. Let me tell you, sometimes the reason why some stuff doesn't change in our lives because we are not desperate. And not determined. She was desperate to do something about it. Then she said to herself, if I can just touch. Listen, back in those days, the rabbi wore, listen, when you read the text, it says she touched the cloak, and Jesus said, who touched my clothes? In that day, the rabbi wore on their gowns, little things that hung down, and it represented the four-word letter that came from Jehovah, YHWH, and it meant there were power, there were great things that God could do. So the woman knew the scripture, the woman knew what would happen to her if she believed and trusted in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So that day she said, listen, I don't have to hug the man, I don't have to touch his clothes, if I can just touch. I may not get what my boss may deny me, but if I just believe that God can make me out of what God wants me to be, if I can just touch. Listen. She pressed her way. She pushed herself. Listen, church, listen. She carried her illness to the great physician. Listen, she took her troubles to the breach over troubled waters. Listen, 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 church. She made her way to the way maker. Listen, church. She took her burden to the burden bearer. If I can just touch. Stop taking your burdens to your bosses. Take your burdens to the burden bearer. Stop taking your pain to Sister P, because she can't help you. Take your pain to the one who says, I can do all things through Christ. She allowed nothing to stop her. She knew that her future was in God's hands. Listen, and it required her to believe and not be afraid. It required her to trust in God and not in her own understanding. It required her to be reassured and not to retreat. It required her to be courageous and not be cowardice. It required her to move in faith and not in fear. Listen, when everything else failed, the woman knew, the second sister knew that she had to move in faith. Well, Pastor Reeves, I'm glad you asked, because when doubt seized the obstacle, this woman knew that faith seized the way. She knew that she had to move in faith, because faith seized, because when doubt dreads and sees no way, faith takes a step and said, there is a way in Jesus' name. When doubt says we can't make it, she knew that faith will soar on eagle's wings and fly. When doubt questions who believes, this woman with faith knew that she could say, I believe. When everything else fails, this woman didn't give an excuse. This woman kept on pressing in faith. She moved, she was moved by faith, because faith is dead to doubt. She was moved by faith, because faith is dumb to discouragement. She was moved by faith, because faith is blind to impossibilities. She was moved by faith, because faith knows nothing but success. When everybody else stood in the way, listen, church, that sometimes you come to church and it seems as though everybody's standing in the way, you ought to be like this woman, move in faith. Because she knew when everything else failed, she could press in faith. No name. Press in faith. Agenda not recognized. Press in faith. Our country celebrating 168 years of independence. Press in faith. She pressed in faith, because she knew faith is that which moves, is more than fact and belief. She pressed in faith, church, because faith is that which moves you to action. Oh, she could have sat in the crowd. Look at me. They don't like me in this church. They don't put me on any committee. Look at me. Nobody to help me find Jesus. No, she stood up. She knew that there was great testimony of what God had done. So she knew that God who healed Esther, that God who healed somebody else down the road, that God could heal her. She got up. Listen, like this sister, this certain woman, if you want something you've never had, you may need to press like you've never had. Too often, church folk, we're too mediocre. We sit down, we expect God to do everything for us. Listen, there's some things God can do, there's some things God wouldn't do. Because some things God leads for us to do. Because if you don't have enough faith to step out and say, God, I believe. Listen, God's going to sit there until you believe. When everything else fails, why not press to church? Because Jesus just might meet you there and offer you a touch. The text says she came to Jesus and her knees were met. Then the text messed me up. The text blew my mind. The text did something I just still can't understand. Mira, listen, the text says that when she touched Jesus, the text used a word that just blew my mind. When she touched Jesus, the text says immediately. My. Listen, is there anyone in the house today who's ready for God immediately? My. Listen, sometimes we don't have enough faith. We say, I touch him, but he will help me 10 years from now. I do what he says, and I know he'll take care of me 2 weeks from now. Listen, sometimes God just wants to be an immediate God. Listen, when she touched him, immediately her knees were met. Immediately. Listen, God works. God still works immediately. There was a day when I was a student at Princeton, and at the end of the semester, I got a bill from the school that said I owed them maybe $12,000 or $15,000. It's a true story. My goodness, I went down in prayer in my room. I told just one or two friends. The next day, I went to my post office box. I made a blank check and a note attached to the blank check. The note said, I heard you owe the school some money. I don't know how much you owe the school. Write what you owe the school on this check. Take it to the business office. God still works immediately. God works yesterday, tomorrow, but God works today, right here, right now. Woo! Immediately your problems can be solved. Bills can be paid. Relationships can be fixed. Issues can dry up. My. It had to be immediate because she felt that there's something only the women in the house know about. The Bible says it dried up. Yeah. And she felt it when Jesus asked, who touched me? She said to herself, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to put myself on this public screen like this. I'm not going to know, let folk know my business. Listen. But Jesus insisted, and his disciples said, this man must be crazy. Thousands of people at the ball game are touching him. He want to know who touched him. Listen, when she stood up, she was saying to the crowd, I'm a testimony. I'm going to tell you that God works now. God works immediately. Here is a church. When nothing else works, Jesus can work it out. He can work it out. He can work it out. And that's what we say. But sometimes we just sing the song just for singing a song. And as if to say we really don't believe he can work it out. Jesus can work it out for you. Listen, Jesus can fix it. He got power, wonder-working power. Power over your hopeless situation. Power over your demon-possessed situation. Power over your disease and your dying. And power over death. When everything else fails, press on to Jesus. He can work it out. Because in chemistry, he turned water into wine. He can work it out. Because in biology, he was born without a normal conception. Jesus can work it out. Because in physics, listen, he disapproved the law of gravity when he ascended into the heavens. He can work it out for you because in economics, he disapproved the law of the diminishing returns by feeding 5,000, not counting men, women, and children. He can work it out because in medicine, he cured the sick. My. Give sight to the blind. Without a minister and ounce of medication, he can work it out because in history, he is the beginning and the end. He can work it out because in government, he says, call me the wonderful, the counselor, the prince of peace, and the everlasting father. He can work it out. I have no servants, yet they call him master. He can work it out. He had no degree from Princeton, yet they call him teacher. He can work it out. He had no degree from the medical schools around here, yet they call him healer. He can work it out. He was not the commanding general of the army, but yet the kings of the world fear him. He won no military battle, yet he conquered the world. He can work it out. He committed no crime, yet they crucify him. Church, when everything else fails, press on to Jesus. I'm pressing on the upward way. New hurts I'm gaining every day. Stand to your feet. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's able land. Oh, higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fear dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's stable land. Oh, higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Where are you pressing this morning?
All right.
Take your pain to the one who bears all of our pain. At this time, we want to open the doors of the church. I'm not asking what your name brand is, because that's not important to Jesus. I'm not asking how long you've been in the church. I'm not asking where you come from, Liberia or the United States.
All right, preacher.
I'm asking, do you know Jesus?
All right.
And if you don't know him, now is the time to come. Give us your hand and give him your heart to the free pardon of your sins. Maybe you know him. Maybe you've been in the church all your life. You've been in the church. You've been around for a while. But you have some problems that you don't know where to press. We say, come. We want to offer Christ to you. Let God take your situation. Let God fix you. Let God give you a second chance, a new lease on life.
Oh, my sister.
Don't be ashamed, because nobody in this house has a heaven or hell to send you to. Tell him, excuse me, I'm going to see Jesus. I need prayers.
I need to pray for somebody. I'm going to go up. As the choir sings, come on. Jesus want to fix it for you. Come on to Christ. We'll wait for a while. Come on, don't be ashamed.
We offer Christ to you.
We want to offer Christ to you. Amen.
He will give you praise.
Don't be ashamed. Don't worry about who's looking at you or what they might say about you.
Come on.
Maybe you just need prayers. You just need somebody to pray for you and your situation. Come. We want to offer Christ to you.
Come.
Come. Jesus loves you. Come.
You who are weary and heavy laden. Oh, come.
Come on. Come.
Come on. You who are weary and heavy laden, oh come.
Listen.
Come on.
You may not be weary and heavy laden. You may be strong, but confused and don't know where to turn for your next what you need. You say, if I come, folk may say, but he's strong and he's all that. Why is he going up? I need Jesus. Come.
To Christ.
Don't worry about the folk in his place. Jesus loves you. He wants to fix your situation. Come.
To Christ.
Come. Let us pray. Lord, when everything else fails, help us to run and press to Jesus. God. Help us to try to find you, Lord, even before everything else fails.
Yes.
But sometimes we're too stubborn. Sometimes we're too all that. Sometimes we're too ourselves. But Lord, when everything else fails,